Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا عبد الله ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah Almighty said, "The closest to me amongst people on the Day of Judgment will be the one who will recite salat upon me in abundance in the world." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, on Judgment Day, the most comfortable person will be the one who will remain with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the source of attaining the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to recite salat in abundance. From this we learn that salat is the best deed, because through every good deed we attain paradise, and through salawat we attain the owner of paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Abdul Ra'uf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi states, reciting salat abundantly in the world is the evidence of the strength of belief, sincerity of intention, truthfulness of love, and persistence in worship. Hence, we should also recite salat in abundance. In the plains of Karbala, where there were the great sacrifices of the family of Banu Hashim and other companions of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, at the same time the sacrifices of the women are also worth admiring. These women displayed tremendous patience and courage. When Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu departed from Mecca to Kufa, so as he was accompanied by men, at the same time there were also women with him on that journey, and they also presented many sacrifices. And the life and character of those women provide the best guidance for Islamic sisters. Amongst them, first of all, we learn many things from what the mother of Sayyidina Wahab ibn Abdullah Kalbi radiallahu anhu said to her son when she intended to send her son with Sayyidina Imam Hussein. And when she conversed with him, she said to her son, "If you remember any of my affections, and if you have not forgotten the hardships which I bore while bringing you up, then, O fragrant flower of my garden, lay your life for the cause of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu." In addition to this, only 17 days had passed since the marriage of Sayyidina Wahab, and he said to his wife, "I am leaving for Karbala with Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu." So the mother and the wife both considered it their good fortune and happily gave him the permission. And his wife was with him in the plains of Karbala as well, and she passed away in the same place. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see what great bounties the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan and the passion of martyrdom are? Only a 17-day-old groom confronted the enemies alone in the battlefield and attained martyrdom and was entitled to paradise. Millions of salam be upon the honorable mother and the newlywed bride of the Husayni bridegroom as well. With what great courage the mother saw her dear son and the bride, her husband, be sacrificed at the feet of Imam Ali Maqam, chief of martyrs, Imam Husayn radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty grant a grain of the Islamic passion of these women of Islam to our mothers and sisters as well, so that they would also present their children to give sacrifices for the sake of the religion of Islam. Mold them into sunan and convince them to travel in madani qafilas with the devotees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just look what great passion and love for the Ahlul Bayt the mother of Sayyidina Wahab ibn Abdullah Qalbi had, that she had made the mindset of her son to lay his life for the sake of the Ahlul Bayt and made his mindset to depart with them. Now, if we also think about ourselves and our society, we come to know that in our society, women make the mindset for different affairs of the world. They make the mindset of their children to get higher education, but did they ever give their children the mindset of learning religious knowledge? Do we give our children the lesson of the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt? We remain more engaged in our worldly affairs. Compared to this, we rarely give our children the mindset of learning the religious rulings and the religion of Islam and to act upon it. We pass much of our time in heedlessness. But women in the past, they used to teach their children the religion and love for the religion. From this passion of theirs, we get the lesson that we should also make our mindset that while giving sacrifices for the sake of the religion, we will give our children religious education and make them travel in madani qafilas and will give them an Islamic upbringing. The best way is to become associated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami and to keep our children in this religious environment. During this journey, Imam Husayn radiallahu anhu was accompanied by the women of his family as well. Remember that Allah Almighty granted a high status of piety and abstinence to the women of the Ahlul Bayt. They would try to follow every order of Sharia. These women, whether they were on a journey or at home, would take care to observe veil in every condition, because our Sharia has given the order of veiling in every matter that a woman must remain veiled at all times. That is why when the women were in the plains of Karbala, even then they would remain in their tents and would observe complete veil so that no non-mahram man would glance at them. From this point, there is the lesson for Islamic sisters that whether they are in the house or on a journey or in any condition, they must act upon the ruling of veiling according to the order given by Sharia. Veiling contains a lot of importance, and in the Holy Quran and Ahadith, its order has been given abundantly. Let's listen to some rulings in regards to veiling. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty ordered women to observe veil. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and stay in your homes and do not remain unveiled like the former unveiling in the times of ignorance. Under this verse, the commentator of the Holy Quran, Allama Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, states, former ignorance refers to the pre-Islamic age. In that age, women used to go out while showing off their beauty so that the men would see them. They would wear such dresses which would not cover their body parts completely. Alas, in the present era, the unveiling of the age of ignorance is being found. Indeed, like veiling was necessary in that age, it is compulsory in this present age as well. While acting upon this order of Allah Almighty, women should observe shar'i veil at all times, and success lies only in following the order of Allah Almighty. In the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the women would fully observe veil. Listen to this narration in this regard. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, we were on a Hajj journey with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the state of Ihram. When a rider would pass by us, we would draw our shawls from our head and put them before our faces. And when the people would go away, we would unveil our faces. Did you see that even in the state of Ihram, in which it is forbidden to bring cloth in contact with the face, the Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna would manage to hide their faces from non-mahram men. Remember, it is haram to bring cloth in contact with the face in the state of ihram. Hence, they would cover their faces so carefully that the cloth would not touch their faces. In this place, this is also worth noting that Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna would cover their faces even in normal circumstances and would observe veil at all times. Oh, Islamic sisters, you have heard to what great extent the Sahabiyat would observe veil, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also give the order of observing veil. Hence, while keeping its importance in mind, make the intention that you will observe veil at all times. Anyway, after the martyrdom of the men of the Ahlul Bayt, the remaining people of the Ahlul Bayt were imprisoned, amongst whom there were Imam Zainul Abideen and Sayyida Zainab, etc. as well. When Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha went along the market of Kufa, some people were staring at her. So Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha said, "Do you not see that the women of the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are passing?" All of them immediately lowered their gazes. Did you see that when the daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha, was encountering so many sufferings, even then she remained veiled and did not even like anyone to glance at her dress and became angry at them at once. From this we get the lesson that women should observe veil at all times. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha would take care to observe veil even in the state of captivity. But alas, today in our society, the Muslim women do not give so much importance to veiling. Unveiling is prevalent everywhere. I wish our Islamic sisters would attain a lesson from this and make the habit of observing veil according to the Shari'i ruling at all times. In fact, what a great will Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha made at the time of passing. Let's listen to it. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu states, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha gave this instruction at the time of passing. "When I leave the world, bury me at night so that no non-mahram will glance at my funeral." Just look, even at the time of passing, Sayyida gave the order to arrange complete veil so that no non-mahram would glance at her funeral. May Allah Almighty enable our Islamic sisters to take care to observe veil. Similarly, if we read about the women in the Battle of Karbala, we learn that they were quite patient. When someone from the men of the Ahlul Bayt would go to the battlefield, instead of crying before that youth, they would encourage him and would give the lesson of remaining content with the will of the Lord Almighty. When the companions of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu were martyred in Karbala, instead of lamenting and crying, the women, being content with the will of Allah Almighty, displayed patience and did not say a single word of complaint through their tongue. Rather, they remained content with the will of the Lord Almighty. From this, we get the lesson that if we encounter a suffering or a problem, instead of complaining impatiently, we should learn a lesson from these women and observe patience. Nowadays, in our society, if a demise occurs in someone's house, women cry loudly and impatiently. In fact, Muslims, though whatever calamity they encounter, instead of complaining about it, should observe patience. If tears flow because of a suffering, there is no harm in that. But instead of wailing and complaining before everyone, we should observe patience because it contains many excellences. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty proclaimed about the patient ones. Translation: the patient ones are those that when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, "We belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return." In the verse before this, Allah Almighty says, "And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger, and with some deficiency of wealth, lives, and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient." In these verses, those who have patience over sufferings were given the glad tidings of paradise. And in these verses, it was told that the patient ones are those that when they are afflicted with a suffering, they say, "We belong to only Allah Almighty and are only His bondsmen. He may do with us whatever He wills, and we have to return only to Him in the hereafter." In addition to this, if we read about the women who were present in Karbala, we will find even more beautiful aspects that they supported Imam Hussein in that difficult time. It was their marvelous bravery. In addition to this, Shari'i rulings remained the center of attention at all times. In fact, the entire account of Karbala contains many aspects where other youths presented sacrifices and attained martyrdom. At the same time, it was the marvelous bravery and patience of those women as well, that young brothers and children were being martyred, but they encouraged the one who went to the battlefield. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha, who is the daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and the sister of Imam Hussein, was present in the tent. Many martyrdoms occurred before her, but at that time as well, with bravery and marvelous courage, she was content with the will of the Lord Almighty upon the trial inflicted by Allah Almighty. If we look at the life of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha, this is the best example of marvelous bravery, patience, constancy, and steadfastness. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the Madani pearls about which we have heard from these actions of these pious women. Regarding the rulings of veiling, it would be beneficial to read one of the best books of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Questions and Answers About Islamic Veiling, which contains tremendous knowledge in regards to veiling and has gathered its rulings in quite a beautiful way. Do read it. In the next episode, we will hear about the life of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha and the lesson we learn from her life. And we will also hear about other women who are specially mentioned, insha'Allah. Azza wa Jal. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon all of these things, remember them, and convey them to others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.